Well, after the reported suicidal deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, calls to suicide crisis hotlines in this country spiked dramatically. Why is that? Why would average people think that anything happening with these widely known people has anything to do with them? Clinical forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber, chair of Mainstream Mental Health, professor in the psychology department, Texas State University, Austin, Texas area. Dr. Huber, welcome. And I guess we're kind of ending this hour with a depressing topic, but certainly a real important topic. What about that? Why would anyone, an ordinary person, really care what some celebrity did?
Well, oftentimes celebrity, you know, we associate that with fame and fortune, and oftentimes that their world is going really well. And once that happens, one of them, like Anthony Bourdain, takes his life. All of a sudden, that becomes a viable answer for the average person walking down the street who's not feeling like they have a good life and that their world is unjust, and they're extremely despondent. If it's good enough for Anthony Bourdain, someone famous who the world is so perfect for, then now it's a reasonable response.
You see, I always assume that many of these celebrities are more screwed up, and maybe they have had such optimal lives that any shortcoming, whether romantic or otherwise, well, they just end it all, but that average people shouldn't think that way.
Well, if you're despondent and depressed enough to think that taking your life is a reasonable response, you're probably not thinking rationally on those lines as well, because more likely than not, you're correct. I mean, that's why they have PR teams who make them, you know, present them to the world as if everything is perfect. So, you know, it's kind of a dichotomous situation. But one of the things that I think is shocking is that, you know, there's 120 plus people every day who commit suicide. And why aren't people using that suicide number all the time? And that's the problem, too, is that famous people bring that to the forefront. And it really should be something we at least mention. Hey, you know, if your world's not going well, 1-800-273-TALK. And we'll get you some help.
Absolutely, yeah. Let me ask you this. We also had a twin story this week, and I forgot which university had done the study, that people who believed in God and who were in a community of believers generally had higher life expectancy. And, of course, one assumes it has a lot to do with health, but I would imagine it might also include suicide. What about the notion that as some Americans are removed from faith communities, or even in a non-religious sense, a camaraderie, it's just electronic now, it's likes, it's not intermingling right with people, right, that it makes it worse?
Well, the thing is, religiosity gives us hope, and that's a key important character to being human and keeping us struggling and fighting through the impossible fight is hope. So religion tends to lower your risk for suicide. And you hit it on the head of the nail with the social media. You know, if you have seven or more social media apps, you're three times more likely to be clinically depressed, not just have symptoms of depression. So it is like drinking a diet soda. We're getting a sweet taste and our tummy feels full, but we're not getting any of the emotional nutrition we get from face-to-face interaction.
Great metaphor. All right, Dr. Huber, have a splendid weekend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Clinical forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber, who teaches at Texas State University, also runs something called Mainstream Mental Health with us live.